In an age centuries before a recorder could capture someone's voice, young Roger could accomplish the same thing by hand. However, you know him not for his stenography skills, but the founding of a colony. Today's American Countryside is brought to you by Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers. Visit agroliquid.com. And by Shoup Ag Parts, they keep farms running. Visit shoupparts.com.
Being profitable is critical to your survival. High production costs require you to evaluate efficiency of your fertilizer program. Only Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers are formulated to keep expensive nutrients available and usable to your crop. No matter how you apply fertilizer, no matter when, Agriculture Liquid has the products to maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Learn more at agroliquid.com.
This fall, let the power of Extract PBA help you realize the full nutrient potential of your crop residue. Extract powered by Accomplish is an exciting new nutrient release and residue management technology from Loveland Products. Use Extract PBA to speed residue decomposition and release the valuable nutrients locked up in your residue. And for easier plantability, a more even crop emergence, and the potential for increased yields next season. Ask your local crop production services dealer about Extract PBA today.
Roger Williams was born in 1603 in England. Sir Edward Cook, the chief justice of the nation, noticed that young Roger possessed many talents and took him under his wing.
So as Roger is growing up, he's at court, he's at parliament. He's going and taking notes at the Star Chamber because one of the skills that Roger had was shorthand. He could literally take down sermons and speeches and dialogue as it was being spoken in a speed that didn't come until you get actual recordings.
John McNiff is a ranger at Roger Williams National Historic Site in Providence, Rhode Island.
Roger was educated at Cambridge University and became a minister in England. When pressure from Archbishop Laud to stop all these Puritans, who were members of the Church of England, wanted to purify it, simplify it, get rid of the trappings of the old Roman Catholic Church, Roger and a lot of other of these Puritans fled England.
The first group led by Winthrop came in 1630 to Boston. Roger Williams arrived the following year.
When he arrives in Boston, they offer him the position of minister. They know him. He's one of their community. And he looks around and he sees that they have set things up in Boston the same way that England was. They were going to make the same mistakes he saw. He said, "You've got a blank slate. You don't have to keep making these same mistakes."
So Roger Williams left Boston to become the preacher in Salem, Massachusetts. His ideas there met with resistance as well.
Boston puts pressure on Salem to get rid of him. Roger goes to the only other English settlement around. It had been established in 1620 by a group often called the Pilgrims. They were separatists. They wanted to break entirely from the Church of England. He goes down to Plymouth.
Williams' ideas were about to land him in further trouble. That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Providence, Rhode Island, I'm Andrew McCrae.